So we reported on this yesterday, some alarming, interesting, but potentially positive statistics today. I'm joined by Majora Carter, host of American Public Media's radio show, The Promised Land. Were you surprised by that teen birth rate number yesterday?
I actually was, because I've been seeing some things that look a little different.
And our listener just referred to working in healthcare and having a teen mom, 15-year-old, having a baby in her experience this year. But teen birth rates nationally fell to an all-time low in 2009. The downward trend seems to be continuing this year, according to a new study by the National Center for Health Statistics. Joining us to talk about the why and the wherefore here is Katie Sullentrop, Director of State Support at the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancies, joining us from Washington. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
And Pat Fagan is Director of the Marriage and Religion Research Institute at the Family Research Council, also from down in Washington. Pat, good morning to you.
Good morning, too.
So, Katie, the tendency, I would think, the temptation would be to declare victory for something which caused this. Is there any way to know the cause of this decline? And what do you think is the most significant in the numbers that were released yesterday?
Sure. Well, the good news is that the teen birth rate is down about 6% across the board. We've seen decreases across all age groups, which is wonderful, even among those younger teens, like your reader was saying. And we've also seen declines among every race and ethnicity. Of particular note is a 10% decrease among Latina teens. This has been the group with the highest teen birth rates in the United States, and traditionally a group where we've seen the slowest progress. So this type of decline is really a positive one.
Yeah, that's encouraging.
A key challenge is that we don't have all of the behavioral data that we need to assess the sort of reasons why this might have happened. We do know that in the past, the overall declines and the teen birth rate is down about 37% since the early 90s. Were due to less sex among teens, so teens were sort of starting to have sex later, and they were using contraception more. So it may be the case here that we're seeing a little bit less sex among teens and a little bit more contraceptive use. It may also be that teens are using more effective methods of contraception. In recent years, you know, starting just a few years ago, more effective long-term methods such as the implant and the IUD have become available for adolescents.
But again, Katie Sullentrop, the behavioral details are not there to really know. Pat Fagan, do you have a theory as to why drop was so significant among teens? And again, it mirrors a drop in birth rate across the board in the United States.
Well, you know, there are two contending theories there. One is that the, let's call it the liberal sex education, which we've just heard described, is working. The other contender, of course, is that abstinence education also is working. So you've got two competing theories here, and to the best of my knowledge, they're never really unraveled theoretically and behaviorally well enough to be able to say which one really is working. It's probably a combination of both.
I mean, Pat Fagan, you're head of the Family Research Council. You explicitly endorse abstinence strategies. How can you say they're competing theories when, in fact, it would be multiple factors that would be responsible for this?
That's what I said. You know, you probably have both working. Because I think at the macro level, it's impossible to tease out and separate the influence of abstinence versus the influence of liberal sex education.
Why is sex education at the macro level, but you cannot do it at the macro level. Why is sex education liberal?
Teaching children how to have intercourse without getting pregnant is not traditional.
Traditional.
Parents don't
do that.
Parents don't do that. That's not that.
What for most of human history people thought was that you keep the sexual intercourse until marriage. You hold off till you're ready to have and raise the baby that's very likely to have to be the result of sexual intercourse. And keep in mind that overall we have a massive rise in out-of-wedlock births, not teen births. So it is great news, but there's quite a bit of a mystery here. When the adults are having more and more out-of-wedlock births, but the teens are having less. That, to me, is a magnificent mystery.
Is it a mystery to you, Katie Sollentrop, abstinence working, abstinence a piece of this?
Well, clearly the American public values abstinence as a message, abstinence as something we should be encouraging our children to do. And the good news is that there's a variety of effective evidence-based programs that have been found to delay the sexual initiation that also provide information about contraception. It may also be the case that the recession is driving some of this, some of the decline in the teen birth rate overall. I don't think we've mentioned that at all.
Is there any class breakdown at all in it?
Unfortunately, the birth data are just from the birth certificate, so we don't have any income reported, and it's hard to know. Given that it was across all age groups and all racial ethnic groups, I would say that we've probably seen a fairly broad decline.
When social scientists studied the rise in teen pregnancy, economic factors were seen to be really decisive. Pat Fagan from the Family Research Council, wouldn't you naturally look for economic reasons for this decline as well?
Well, that the teenagers be the ones who are responding most to the economic circumstances is a bit of a stretch when the adults are doing the very opposite. Also, the other big economic factor is that this is the peak. This is the peak time of the investment in abstinence education, where more money was flowing to it than at any other time before nor since. So we just have to keep an eye to the future.
All right. Pat Fagan, director of the Marriage and Religion Research Institute at the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C., and Katie Sollentrop, director of state support at the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancies, trying to sort out the reasons behind this significant drop in teen birth rates announced yesterday.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.